because I've had stories. I do have stories, like when a song has inspired me, and that relates to a lot of emotion when I felt what I felt when I listened to that song. So I do have clips of emotion in the songs I listen to, and I want to recreate that in my own way, and that's what I've been trying to do. What about you, Bradley?
I think for me, a lot of the songs I am writing right now are very emotional based, and I actually did have a brain blast today of a song to make, which is very, I mean, like, it is emotional based, the brain blast I had today, but in general, the songs I write are emotional based, and also, like, you know, tech based, what I use and all that. But for emotions, I think of, what am I trying to say? What am I trying to put into the world? And what's one of the things I want to be known for and such?
Mm-hmm.
And so, and in that thinking, I think of the end goal. I think of, you know, the beginning, the middle, and of course the end. And yeah, I just, really, because, like, for music, it's, a lot of people want to feel unique, and that's just in human nature. A lot of people want to feel unique, and it's good to feel unique. And so what I do is just, I as I said, a lot of what I write is emotional based, and yeah, some of it is just not emotional based. Yeah, that's
very understandable. I mean, emotions are very, as we are humans, we tend to link to emotions a lot. So being able to sell a song as, oh, it's a sad love story or whatever, like being able to connect with people through basic emotions that everyone sort of feels, it is something that we've all connected with. Do we want to loop back around to what Bruno was talking about?
About?
Oh my gosh, one second. I'm... about... I'm having a moment today, huh? About connecting with your music, sort of a thing.
Do you guys have any particular stories that have made you think of something? Any personal anecdotes, like the one I shared at the beginning of this segment?
I'd say, to continue on with the brain blast I had, it's a song I'm writing is about, like, bringing light into your life, or bringing more light into your life, meaning it's basically, like, showing a part of my life that I haven't really shown to the public, basically, like, personal life, part of it. And so it's like, for a lot of people, it's, you know, I'm making something for a lot of people to connect to, I guess, and, you know, and to see, like, what's the, you know, opportunity to connect to, like, an emotional love song for the people that have been through a lot in their love life.
So you're trying to make an opportunity for the listeners to connect to your song.
Yeah
pretty much. While also telling a story. Yeah.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Tona, what about you?
Yeah.
For me, I guess a story that I had was, I listened to a happy, but it talks about current life situations, and I'm like, huh, this is interesting, because it's talking about something serious and sad, but it's in a happy tune. And I guess, speaking of my emotional song that I'm trying to make, I guess I'm going to make it a more fast tempo. I'm going to make it a little happy. Sounds happy, but I'm going to be talking serious stuff. And as a person who's bilingual, I can speak both Japanese and English, I wanted to put both lyrics in. I wanted to respect both my cultures, and I wanted to put a bilingual song together. That's something.
That's really cool, because that also connects deeper into you, because you're connecting with your cultures, both sides of it. A A lot of my music, like right now, I'm currently writing about space because I had a week where I hyperfixated on space travel and learning all about that. So what I'm trying to talk about is being able to have fun with your song. It's a great feeling. Like anyone can do this, but like not everyone can do this sort of a thing. Being able to have fun and being able to connect with the viewer and stuff, but also, you know, I'm doing a lot of hand movements right now. I know you guys can't see this, but I talk with my hands, so it's hard for me to explain. But yeah, I'm currently writing a song about the first dog that ever went to space, and I think it's really cool. We might be able to share it once it's done, but have you guys ever, like, loved something so much that you wanted to, like, write a little jig to?
No.
Or a little song?
I've had that before.
Yeah.
I've done a
song on nuclear semiotics before.
Ooh.
It's basically the... It's kind of the exploration of trying to communicate that nuclear waste is toxic. Once, like, the language that we use now and the symbols that we use have lost their meaning, I got, like, really into it, some, like, random Tuesday, and decided that I just kind of started writing in my journal, and then I put, like, lyrics and chords to it later. It's really interesting, I don't know, yeah, I think that having those little moments of inspiration they're definitely rewarding to engage with. I noticed that they're also difficult to maintain, because once the novelty of that idea has worn off, it's like, it kind of loses its meaning a little bit.
Yeah, and then it gets not that fun and stuff like that. I think that we should head on to some music.
Mm-hmm.
What songs do we have coming up next?
The next three songs. We have San Francisco by Movieland from their album Then and Now, Hearts by Badlands by Jin, and Interface by Absolutely Free from their album Aftertouch.
Again, we are the Sprouts, and here is some music.
We hope you enjoy.
Okay, we sync there.
We hope you enjoy.
Are you curious about the latest news in Canadian politics, labor, environment, feminism, and activism? Tune in to Rabble Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM to hear the latest news and stories that matter to you. Rabble Radio is the flagship podcast of Rabble.ca.
Welcome back.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello. Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM. We are the Sprouts.
Thank you so much for listening to us. Hope you enjoyed. Hope it was a good time.
Yeah, we have Will back, finally.
Yay. The return.
The return of Will.
He was out foraging for berries and mushrooms for us to survive. And we're very grateful for him. We've given him mantle of Cabin King.
Mm-hmm.
And now he gets...
We praise.
Yeah, we praise, and he gets a cut of meat from every boar we kill.
Yes.
Wow. So that's pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, we grow where the sprouts. We hunt.
Yeah, that's our deal. We live in the forest.
Yeah, yeah. I usually do the crops. Bradley usually gets water.
Mm-hmm. I like to...
I'm just a hydration boy.
Yeah. Hydration.
Yes.
You know, I set the traps, catch rabbits,
mm-hmm.
spear boars.
What about the house?
Maybe a bison. Sorry?
Sorry, my brain immediately thought like woods, cabin in the woods.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Oh,
yeah. I, of course.
I guess I do like mop occasionally, too.
Yeah. I fix leaks. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to take out the trash later today, by the way.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah.
I guess that was me.
Thank you so much for listening.
We're going to hit you with a few more songs.
Yeah.
The next show up is...
Free Voices.
Great people.
They bring timbits. They bring food. They bring...
Timbits.
Yeah. We love timbits.
Yeah, that's it. That's awesome. They're just cool.
They literally walk up to our forest like every time.
Speaking of timbits, I can see through the window right now. Timbits on the...
Awesome.
Okay.
Through a cabin window.
Thank you so much for listening. We're the Sprouts. I'm Bruno.
I'm Will.
I'm Tona.
And I'm Bradley.
And we're going to 3, 2, 1 Sprout you later.
Yes.
And our next free songs are It Feels Just Right by Ratunos from their album, Ratunos. Show Your Heart, GNRM, by Major Funk. From their album Is That You? And We Are Love from Sixpence None the Richer from their album Rosemary Hill. We hope you enjoy and thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into The Sprouts on CJSF 90.1 FM. We hope you enjoyed this session. We'll be here every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. Sprout you later.